A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, 6 June 2018. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gandhi.
And I am Tanonoka Wande.
Yes, good evening once again. Let's get live and get talking. My name is Chris Gandhi, like I said before. Tonight on Live Talk, we're talking about the political situation in Zimbabwe as the election date draw close.
This week has been a week of marches as political parties move away from rallies and show their numbers through marches.
First, it was the MDC Alliance yesterday, whose members thronged Harare City Centre in their thousands to push the Zimbabwe Elections Commission to implement electoral laws, which the opposition says is skewered towards the ruling party.
Not to be outdone, ZANU-PF youths today, but in smaller numbers than their rivals, but quite sizable too, paraded outside their party headquarters in Harare.
Now to join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 12080 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
Yebo kambe sizulukandaba siyadibana njalo kuhlelo Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Igama lami nguChris Gandhi. Lamhlanje ke kuhlelo lwethu sixoxa ngendaba ezenzakala ekhaya. Siyazi ke iDiaspora Forum kodwa ke udaba luchisayo lwezinsuku ke ludaba lwezokhetho. Yiko ke sithe asixoxeni ngodaba lokhetho. Siyabona ukubana kuyaxokozela lezinsuku izolo amalunga MDC Alliance agcwele ezitaladeni esithi wona chamisa chete chete, kwathi khona lamhlanje bekulabe ZANU-PF bona besithi idife. Yiko ke siyaxoxa, kuyafefeza ilizwe lonke, siyaxoxa ngakho Mr. Wanda.
Nasi tirikutarisa zvekare nyaya dzema elections nokumira kwakaita zvinhu munyaya dzezvematongero enyika muZimbabwe. Iyi nyaya tichamuramba tiinayo kwechinguva kusvika tapedza zvesarudzo iri kuyai. Saka nyaya yatinge tichida kuti tirambe tichikurukura, tichiyeuchidzana, tichiudzana zviri kuitika netichibvunzana mibvunzo. Sondo rino iri takaona mapoka maviri vachiita zvokufora muHarare vachiratidzawo simba ravo nouwandu hwavo, asi zvinangwa zvavo zviri zvakaita sezvakati siyane. VeMDC Alliance vaikanga vachifora vachida kurakidza kusafara nezvimwe zvinhu zvaifanira kudai zvakaitwa neZimbabwe Electoral Commission, asi zvisina kunge zvaitwa pakazotaurwa naPresident nezvezuva resarudzo. VeZANU-PF vakanga vachida kutaridzawo kutsigira kwavari kuita bato ravo zvikuru semutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa. Zvakaitika ipapa panhuwandu hwavanhu ndofunga makazvionera, asi tichange tichikurukura zvekare pamusoro penyaya iyoyo kuti tione kuti chii chakamboitika wezve zvinorevei zvese zvakaitika izvi. Mr. Gandhi.
Yes, Mr. Wande, today, like we pointed out, we are talking about the march towards the 2018 harmonized elections, which will be held on the 30th of July. So today we are talking about what has been happening. We know there's been a lot that has been happening on the political front, slightly different, of course, from the usual. We have seen when it was Robert Mugabe leading ZANU-PF, the fashion was rallies, rallies and more rallies. But we have seen now with the current leader of ZANU-PF, he's kind of scaled back on those rallies. We've seen matches now. We don't know whether they're taking over from rallies, but that's the way it is, Mr. Wande. What do you think of
that? Yes, it's a development that even President Mnangagwa, you know, is getting fond to point at that people are doing all this marching freely, and that is an indication, that there is democracy in the country. But it's too early to tell. We want to see what happens, because as we get closer to the election, things heat up a little bit. And if the atmosphere can be maintained in a level that doesn't see any violence or any violations of what is expected during an election such as we have, then we can start really beating our chest and say we can also do the same thing and hold peaceful elections. But it's too early to tell, but it's a start.
Yeah, I was reading the Zimbabwe Peace Project latest report on violence in the country, and I note that there is a slight decline in violence according to the report, but they're saying that the problem has been intra-party violence,
especially
you know, with the primaries and so forth. But otherwise, it looks like compared to other years, you know, the violence has really scaled down. Anyway, Mr. Wande, let's take our first guest. We have Mr. Dan Moyo. Mr. Dan Moyo, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Yes, Mr. Moyo, Mr. Wande here spoke about, you know, the march that was organized by the MDCT yesterday, and I realized that today in your Facebook page, you said that this was going to play in the hands of the ruling party, which is going to say, this is what we call democracy, when we allow people to march in the streets without any hindrance. Can you please elaborate on that?
Oh, yes. The point I was trying to make is that these demonstrations are needed, because we do need electoral reforms. We do need to see change at home. The problem I was trying to articulate is the fact that we have these demos. People gather, they demonstrate, and then they go home, and it's said and done. But the fact of the matter is, did we achieve the desired objective for the demonstration? I mean, what was our ultimate goal? Did we get the reforms we're looking for? It sort of becomes mundane if done in a way where there are no results to measure it, because there should be benchmarks when we call people out to demonstrate. There should be benchmarks for the outcome, and I feel that if we are to be serious, I think we need to start thinking of how to make these demonstrations more effective. We've seen in other countries, like when you look at the Arab Spring, for instance, their demonstrations were effective because it wasn't just a one-day event or a couple of hours event and people go back home to their regular life. It was really a push for a change, where people were determined to stay out there for as long as it took until their demands were met. And it was really a rally call on my part to say maybe that's the approach we should be taking with these demos so that they can be effective.
Okay, but Mr. Moyo, there are some probably who have pointed out that Mr. Moyo has sour grapes because he belongs to a rival faction that is led by Ms. Thokozani Kupe. What would you say to those people?
I'll say that is so far from the truth, because at the end of the day, I might belong to the MDCT led by Dr. Kupe, but we as Zimbabweans want the same change. Remember, not so long ago, we were the same party with these people who are now with a different faction. We were fighting for the same cause, and I think what we're fighting for is still the same, regardless of who's out there in the forefront. Our ideological differences are based on issues where the party constitution was not followed, but they don't mean that we have stopped fighting the same fight. We are still fighting the same fight, and we should continue fighting the same fight.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line. We are Studio 7, and we don't take sides, which means everyone is open to come and talk to us. Like right now, we have Mr. Nick Mangwana of ZANU-PF. He's going to give us his take. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mangwana.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Mr. Wande.
For Mangwana, I'm not going to... Kuno macha se inezuru. Makaenda
ere. Well, macha ngeriko nasayo.
Yagari, okay, yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Okay, kuno gara mumoyo.
Yes,
going kuno make a shock ti. Ta votera wane umono kuno itunga mili la njika kuenda. Sa njika kuenda fana kuenda.
Right. So that's the rama, pataka programming. Tichiti, tirikuona kachinjiro kavapo kadikidiki kubva pamarallies nokuenda kuma matches. Do you pane zvamunoona here in this kana kuti is just a coincidence?
I think it's basic brinkmanship, to be honest. There's nothing much to be read out of this. Mm-hmm. As you can see, Kuti, ZANU-PF, I said, Tanga Masara, Lizayo, proper. What we have been doing is basically gathering people in areas where the president is going. So, for example, when the president was renaming my barracks in Mutare to Herbert Stepo Barracks, the people in Mutare decided to organize my party members to Ongani so that the president would meet them. And then when the president was also renaming my airbase to Chegutu Kusurisuri, the people of Chegutu decided to gather my party members and say, president, take that opportunity to address those party members. And then the president, programs, I will meet a different sectors or sections of our society. So in this part, where we are going to my youth, students and so on and so forth. But the actual star is going to move from province to province. That's why you could see today when we are calling another program, MSU and so on. So really, we haven't kicked off. That's why we'll make our campaign very short and sharp.
But you don't see any problem when he mixes party business and government business?
No, I don't see any problem at all, because it's actually a feather in his head that could say, I'll ask block a day in order to do a party business. The moment he declared the election date, the proclamation, under different circumstances, you would have seen what the government business would have been frozen. But he didn't freeze government business. He continues to work day in, day out for government business. He continues to govern the country. In the meantime, we an opportunity, if it avails itself, to meet party memberships on the ground. So it's really, I think it's more of a compliment and a credit to him for doing that, because look, he's contesting people who are full time in whatever they're doing. They are not focused on governing the country, but he, regardless of what the outcome of the election in 5 weeks' time, the president is simply saying the country has to run. So whoever, hopefully it's him, but whoever takes over the country, they should take a country on a good footing, a country that is going in the right direction, a country which is already functioning, rather than to freeze everything. Everything is frozen. Even personal election is 3 years away. I think we have a president that's actually focused in the interests of the country rather than on just the power dynamics and power game.
Mm-hmm. That's a very interesting scenario that you present, and maybe we'll get some time to discuss it fully some other time, because there are some people who might actually argue that when he uses are taxpayers' funds to do business for government. There shouldn't be any involvement of party politics on such trips. But that's a topic for another day. What I would like to understand is why is it taking so long for you as a party to start the campaigns when other political parties are already into the swing?
Because we are the government. We are the part of government. We do not want to overrun this election campaign. I think we already got our calendar. It's in place, our election calendar. We know exactly when we're going to do what. All our provinces are ready. They know exactly when we're doing what. We are campaigning, but just campaigning a bit differently. We are already campaigning on the grassroots. For example, yesterday we had people in Nyadiri, I think it's Togarepi and Mukupe. They were addressing students. They're addressing over 1,500 students in Nyadiri. There were people in some parts of Masi East addressing people on the ground. So we are still doing grassroots work. What we are not doing is the high visibility. Yeah, you know, it's not going to be the social media. Right on the grassroots and deal with the detail of the election with the people that will actually vote. So that is happening. So do not think at any time, because right now the candidates are going to win the primary elections. They are just sitting at home. No. They are actually fighting to win the Masitawari. Be they a councillor or be they a council nominee or a House of Assembly nominee, they are on the ground,
mm-hmm.
meeting up people and campaigning, getting ready. Those are the same people, the people who are working now right now in their prospective constituencies. Those are the people that will attend Masai rallies. President, but
mm-hmm.
otherwise, work is happening on the ground, so the campaign is on.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Magwana. Murabe Muripapo, Tichirgu Kudai, Pachirungwa Chinoj, Mr. Gande, and Funga Pane, Vafona Pane Waripafoni.
Yes, yes, Silo Ndlovu, what's the thing when you say, Wamgel and Love?
Sawana Putin,
say, Pila, Ungapi, West South Africa.
South Africa, Soweto.
Okay. Ngicela uyehlise kancane ivolume yakho ngoba siyezwa ngapha kuya futhi kungani kuse kuyaphambanisa mbijana.
Ya, kune echo kancane. Ngicela uyehlise kancane nje, ngiba ngihlise.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. No, I comment yami sekutheni mina ngibona ngathi uhlelo la kulonyaka. Lelo uhlelo ukhetho lokuqala. Olufree and fair. Ngoba nje kule minyaka endlula ke ngibale nje mhlawumbe amashumi amathathu. Akaze kwenzeke ukuthi na kuthiwa ama-elections. Kutholakala abantu bekwazi ukumahla nje etradini ngaphandle kokuba ney'nkinga zokuthi mhlawumbe bahlukunyezwe noma mhlawumbe bashaya noma kwenzeka into ey'fana nalezo. So lokho kuyakhomba ukuthi kahlehle cishe lona luzoba free and fair.
Ubona ungani luzoba free and fair?
Ya, ngibona ngathi luzoba free and fair. Mhlawumbe ke kungaba khona ingqinamba ezingaba khona kakhulu. Mhlawumbe engizibonayo ukuthi mhlawumbe kungaba khona ukukhwabanisa naso kuya kuma-ballot papers and everything like that. Mara physically ebantwini ngibona ngathi luzoba free and fair njengoba nje kungazabi nento ezodlame nani ezenzekayo manje. Kuchaza khona ukuthi into zihamba kahle and nawubheka isikhathi esesisele vele. Asemancane amathuba ukuthi kungaba khona abantu abangasabisa abantu ngoba amakhampeyini asegcineni vele. Akusedlula nje ukuthi abantu basabiseke kalula ngale ndlela bebengasabiseka ngayo njengojwayelekile.
Hayi, kuyozwakala. Siyabonga Ndlovu. Uzayavota yini wena?
Angithi manje nani sinqabele ukuthi thina sivote abangaphandle. At least kube bethe siyavota bezokwazi ukuvota naye.
Hayi, kuyozwakala.
Ngishaya ukuthi andizayo mhlawumbe asethembe ukuthi ngokuzayo nathi sizoba nalo ilungelo ngoba phela nathi njengoba siyikhona nje sina siyalithanda izwe lethu futhi siyathanda ukuthi sibone umuntu esithanda ukuthi abuse ephumelela ngendlela okufanele aphumelele ngayo. Kodwa ke ngokuphoqwa yisimo sigcine singakwenzanga nokube sengathini izwe asilithandi kanti silithanda ngempela izwe lethu.
Hayi, kuyozwakala. Isibongile kakhulu, ube lobusuku obuhle.
Siyabonga baba.
Okay. Mr. Wande, that caller there is very optimistic about the elections. He says from what he can see and what has been happening, it looks like this year's election will be free and fair. That's what he thinks because of what he's seeing. Anyway,
actually, there is quite an unprecedented type of enthusiasm in the people from the way we see them at the rallies, ZANU-PF rallies, MDC rallies. You can see that there is a new type of awareness now that people are enjoying.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Moyo, you are still there, right?
Yes, I am.
Mr. Moyo, there is, according to the last caller, signs that the elections this year will be free and fair. What's your take?
Well, there are different ways to measure if elections are free and fair. There's obviously the obvious, which is the violence and the freedom for people to campaign and hold rallies. On that front, yes, we have to commend Mnangagwa and the government for allowing people those freedoms to caucus and be able to campaign freely. That is totally welcome. But there are other issues behind the election that need to be addressed that have not been addressed as far as we're concerned. We have issues regarding the ballot paper. We don't know who the printers are. There's no transparency in that. And we know that ballot papers have been tampered with before, like in the last election. We know that about 8 million ballot papers were printed, yet the votes were about 5 million. We don't know what happened to the extra 3 million. We support, to us, it's an avenue that the government could have used to rig, because they could have stuffed those 3 million ballot papers that were printed and skewed the results. So things like that, if they're not addressed in a transparent manner, they still leave room for rigging, which then makes the election not free and fair, because if there's rigging involved, then the election will not be free. With the issue with the voters' roll, it is not clear right now whether an electronic copy is going to be presented to the opposition parties so they can audit it and make sure that all their members that registered are there, that there are no ghost voters, that there are no people that shouldn't be on the register. Then we have the issue with ZEC and its failure to be impartial, because ZEC seems to be an extension of ZANU-PF in everything that it does. It is right now staffed by former military people. It is pretty much militarized. And I don't think it's listening to the demands that are being made by the opposition parties. The fourth thing is we still have the state media only catering for ZANU-PF and not allowing other parties to also be aired on ZTV and even on ZBC. So until these fundamental issues are addressed, then obviously the election is not going to be free and fair, in our opinion.
Thank you so much. Can you please stay on the line? I'm sure Mr. Mangwana is itching to comment. Am I right, Mr. Mangwana?
Itching, but I'd like to give a take on that.
Okay.
You cited a few things, so if you would you care to remind me? But let me start with the issue of the voters' roll. Zek made it clear that the voters roll were available just before the nomination court sits on the 14th. The electronic voters roll will be available to everybody. As we know that when the inspection started on the 19th to the 29th, or it went slightly beyond the 29th of May, the anomalies, the human errors or whatever, or typos or whatever that were in the voters roll had to be tidied up. And I don't know whatever else they are doing electronically to make sure things are in place. So that will have that's not going to be an issue beyond the nomination date, which means basically beyond next week. Then comes the issue of stuffing the ballot boxes. Anybody who has voted in Zimbabwe, they know right that now there is absolutely no chance of any stuffed ballot boxes. We are using translucent boxes, and we've been doing for a while. And in those translucent boxes, every party and every candidate has election agents sitting in there, watching every starting from empty to when every ballot is dropped in there. And when the boxes are emptied, everybody is there, and they are tallied and reconciled in the presence of everybody. And then they are counted in the presence of everybody. And then and the numbers are announced in the presence of everybody. And every agent will communicate with their own command sender to say, from this polling station, so much has come out. And the command senders and will also combine all those figures. They get parallel before ZEC has announced anything. So at the end of the day, the figures that have come that will come from ZEC, we have to reconcile with the figures that have come from the agencies. And that has been happening. So the issue of stuffing boxes in our current elections are not an issue at all. Comes the issue of the auditing, sorry, the printing of the ballots. ZEC has made their position clear. Yes, they haven't announced the company that is that got the tender. But they've said everybody wants to monitor and supervise the printing when the company has been publicly identified, who is allowed to go in and monitor the printing. I'm not sure why people want to know that in advance or whatever. I guess for whatever reason, it might be actually a security thing that, you know, if there's any bribing or anything that will happen before then. That is just not who's going to print this. We don't know. It's an independent commission. Let's treat it as such. Let us let ZEC run the election. If we have problems with how ZEC is running the election, if ZEC is having a problem with how ZEC is running the election or the opposition, we still have got a forum for the parties or the stakeholders to meet with ZEC and iron out any differences. I think that's fairly straightforward. Well, ZEC has been engaging with all parties. So there is no issue or there is no need to be very antagonistic towards ZEC. And nobody, because ZEC is our referee, and we're all going to play this game. So let us not antagonize the referee. But if we have any concerns, let us reach out to the referee and say, okay, let's meet up and talk, and we talk, and we iron those things out. So in terms of the reconciliation of the ballots that were printed to the ballots that were actually used, I think, again, that's a red herring. Every reconciliation is done. Every polling station is recorded. People know how many ballots were supplied at this polling station, how many ballots were used, how many were spoiled, how many had legitimate or valid votes, and how many remained. And the counterfoils are, again, checked against, and people sign the appropriate coded forms. Every agent signs those forms. In that sense, our elections are very, very transparent in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
This is why when the complaints came, or when people felt that the elections, the 2013 elections had been rigged, they felt that the ballots had mutated somehow, or some interesting technology where the ballot, where you vote there, and the X shifts to that place, or somehow deleted from that place to the next place. Why? Because they seen the ballot going into that box, and they thought that ballot would have gone to, was supposed to for Mr. Tsvangirai. But when that box was emptied and they counted, there were more ballots for President Mugabe than for Mr. Tsvangirai. So the only way they could have explained it is to say the ballot is mutated, rather than the ballot has been in the box had been stuffed. Because they knew that the ballot in the box would not be stuffed because they were there watching.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Mangwana. Can you please stay on the line?
Yes, I've got a question for him. But let's talk to Innocent. I think he's been holding for quite some time. Koma Innocent, Muripoere. Hello, Koma Innocent, Murukutinzwaere. I think we've lost Innocent. We will try to get him back. Mm-hmm. But I have a question for Mr. Mangwana. What would you say, Mr. Mangwana, that the people's suspicions, that those who are saying that the people's suspicions are justified given the history of the elections we have been running up to this point, and that most of the officials at ZAC are handpicked by the government. And people tend to suspect that those people who are given these positions by the government might be swayed in one way or other to be more favorable to the government than to the other political parties who are in the mix. What do you say to people who view or who look at this situation in that way? Mr. Mangwana? Oh, I think we lost Mr. Mangwana. Well, I hear that Innocent is back on the... come on, Innocent.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can.
Okay,
right. I was saying there, first thing, that there is an admission that we could have run our elections better in the past. And we have improved as we went by. All the stuff I've been talking about, they were not there in 1980, some were not there in 1985, 1995, and so on. So we have improved as progressively. Now, in that improvement, there has always been suspicion when people believe that elections are supposed to be going this way and they end up going that the other way. But people love to cite that, for example, President Mnangagwa rather lost twice in Kwekwe. If all these shenanigans were happening, I wonder how he could have lost those elections and still conceded. It's bad that he lost, but it's also credit. It also shows that people can win elections and people can lose elections freely and fairly in that sense. Now, coming to the issue of the suspicion itself, it's understandable for people to be suspicious, as I said, because we could have done certain things differently. We had violence in our elections. This is the primary thing. And we had some elections, for example, the elections of 1990 were not transparent. So that's the problem. But when it comes to people working in certain organizations, we know how commissioners are chosen. The commissioners who are eight are chosen by parliament, meaning that these jobs were advertised, and I saw that this myself. And people that wanted to do these jobs applied. And parliament itself shortlists people. And these interviews were done publicly. And people like Dr. Kurani Moyo got the jobs regarded, despite the fact that he was coming from opposition. He had been a top opposition official. But because he was qualified, he got that job. And you expected him to do his job professionally. Now, out of the 12 people that are submitted to the president picks eight. So remember, the interviews have been done publicly in front of everybody with a gallery there. Some of us are laughing at some of the responses and the answers that have been given by people who are over-inflating their egos, thinking they are qualified when they are not. They suffer embarrassment in front of all of us. So when somebody is actually given that job, we know that we saw that person being interviewed, and we believe he was one of the front runners. So the president is given 12 names. From those 12 names, he picks eight. Out of the 12, he's given by parliament. So in essence, parliament selects the commissioner. Now, when it comes to the secretariat, which is what you were referring to, the employees of ZEC, the people that work in ZEC offices, again, like any other job, jobs are advertised, and the commissioners in the board have got the responsibility of interviewing and giving people jobs. There is nothing in our constitution or in our law that says a former military cannot be reabsorbed into society to do a civilian job.
Mm-hmm.
We have nothing.
Mr. Mangwana, can you please hold on a second? We have a caller who's been holding for quite some time. I will continue with you.
Come on, Innocent. What are you
doing? President wedu Mnangagwa vakati ngwarei zvishoma nekuti vari kuziva kuti maelection vatohwina kare through my ballot papers. Saka vasina kana shungu dzekukampeina. Saka ipapo ndoba tinofanirwa kunyaso tibatisise ipapo ndoba tinogara tichirohwa
munozviziva sei munozviziva mukomba innocent mati vamunanga kwavanoziva kuti vakatohwina kare mungatitsanangurira kuti munoreva chii
maballot papers aya vanenge vachiprinta ka vanenge vachiziva kuti ivo vanobirira sei saka isusu nesuwo tinofanirwa kuziva kuti maballot papers aya ari kuchengeterwa papi uye kumba kwani kana kuti muofisi mani
ndandanzwa mati vanotoziva kuti vakatohwina kare saka ndopandachida kubvunza kuti ko makazviziva sei izvi zvino kana iri nyaya ndo zviri kutaurwa zviri kutsanangurwa navamangwana kana ma makateerera kuti zvinofambiswa sei kuda chatingaita ndechokuti momira moona kuti zvofamba sei munotya kuti munotya kuimba
ndizvozvo chaizvo zvamuri kutaura izvozvo asi nyaya yese ka tingangoti zvedu Zimbabwe is free for business, the elections are going to be free. Mara into emele iyenzwe ileyo kumele sibe kwazi ukuthi lawa ballot papers agcinwe ngubani into yokuqala ke leyo and then from there tozoona zvimwe zvese izvo nyaya iri pano ndiye maballot papers tofanira kuziva kuti ari kuprintwa nani uyeze ari kupi ipapo mukangoona tikangohwina ipapo chete ehe maelections aya anenge ari free and fair
aiwa mazvita mukoma innocent nenyaya yamataura tazvinzwa Mr. Gande.
Yes,
Professor Mukasa.
Yes, yes. Before we go back to Mr. Moyo and Mr. Mangwana, we have Dr. Is it Stan. Professor?
Professor.
Professor Stan Mukasa. He is joining us live from. He's here in the United States,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Welcome to the show, Dr. Professor Mukasa.
Thank you very much for inviting me and greeting to you all.
Thank you so much. Yes, Mr. Mukasa, so far we have discussed a number of issues, but the one that seems to be lingering is the issue of ballot papers. It seems like people are not convinced that if the ballot papers are printed elsewhere, there is a problem. I know you are still a member of the MDC, I know. So as the opposition, what do you make of this issue of the ballot papers, ballot stuffing, and papers that mutate, like what Mr. Mangwana has said, that you vote for someone, you throw the paper in the box, but when you take it out,
when you count,
you know, it's like Houdini has done some magic there. So what do you make of this issue?
The issue of a ballot paper should be an administrative matter. And there are all rumors going around about the chemical manipulation of the ballot paper. And all that is needed, all that ZEC needs to do is to allow for an independent audit of that ballot paper. These are really administrative issues. I don't see why a tripartite, a bipartisan group should look at these ballot papers. You know, they can even use the paper that they use bond notes on.
Mm.
You know, there is nothing, there should be nothing magical about a ballot paper. A ballot paper is just a paper. Mm. If you take away the word ballot, it's a paper, just like any other paper that is used to print all kinds of things. This is an administrative issue. If I was a member of ZEC, I would allow for an examination of that ballot paper. If these elections are going to be truly free, fair, and credible, why the fuss about the ballot paper, especially coming from ZEC. All people are asking for is let it be a transparent process. You know, it's like asking in a football match to see the referee's whistle. You can just show that whistle, no problem at all. And I don't know why the government is dragging its feet on such an administrative issue.
Yeah.
I don't see.
So, anyway, it seems like we are being joined by another guest. So we'll come back to you, gentlemen. We now have Sengezo Chabangu, and he's a member of the PDP. That's the opposition party, the one that's led by Lucy Amativenga, I guess. Welcome to the show, Mr. Chabangu.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
Yes, Mr. Chabangu, the issue right now at stake is the issue of ballot papers. And, you know, yesterday the MDC Alliance took to the streets, and there was amongst the number of demands, of course, was the question of who is going to print the magic paper. Now, do you think there should be any fuss around that?
Well, thank you very much. There is a big problem, and that's where the contestation arises. Ballot paper is very important. We are coming from disputed elections, and the dispute has been around the ballot, who prints it, and how many ballots are printed, and how many ballots are allocated to a province, and the ink which was going to be used, the pen, the material that would be used in an election. That's the very critical thing. And as long as the government does not provide solution and does not heed to the demands of the opposition, then this indicates that the election that will be, which is 2 months away, will be disputed already. So, which is very unfortunate for the people of Zimbabwe and very unfortunate for the entire world, because the world is now looking at Zimbabwe is off the radar in terms of elections, in terms of democracy, and the international community, they want to come and invest. There's a global convergence that we can't afford another disputed election in Zimbabwe. And the people of Zimbabwe are tired of going to an election every time they go to an election and it's disputed. And those who are in charge of putting up or coming up with a fair rules, regulations, they seem to be benefiting from disputed elections, which is so sad.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Chabangu. Can you please stay on the line? Mr. Wande, you know, Mr. Mangwana had a very elaborate explanation of how the elections are held, you know, how we have these transparent boxes and so forth. But earlier on, we had Mr. Moyo, Dan Moyo, telling us about the stuffing of ballot papers and so, I mean, ballot boxes and so forth. So, Mr. Moyo, we are getting back to you after the explanation of Mr. Mangwana. Do you still feel that there is ballot stuffing and, you know, the magic paper mutates and kind of gives someone the votes. You vote for someone, but the vote goes to someone and so forth. Do you still think that's possible after Mangwana's explanation?
Yes, I'd like to dispute certain things that Mr. Mangwana. First, with regards to election agents, in 2013, we had election agents, meaning the MDCT, we had election agents in almost all the voting stations. We kept in touch with them minute by minute as the elections were progressing. And at one point, all our agents came back to us and said, we're being forced out of the voting station. And we asked, being forced by who? They said the police are telling us that we need to take a lunch break. even though our instructions were very specific to them that they should never take their eyes off the ballot boxes. So they were forced out of the voting stations for periods of between 15 to 30 minutes. And it is very easy to switch ballot boxes at that point. So the point we're making is if these ballot papers are not monitored and accounted for and audited, then there is a huge possibility, just like in 2013, where there's overprinting of the ballot papers and the extra ballot papers are used for stuffing. And if our election agents are going to be chased out of the voting station by police because they are being forced to take a lunch that they do not want to take outside the station, then we have a problem there, because there is that period where those boxes are left unattended by our agents, but the other officers from the other party would be inside. So we have a problem with that. We saw that in 2013, and we want to stress that those are the kind of things that our people need to look out for come this election period. Our people should not be forced out of the voting stations. Secondly, it is strange that Mr. Mangwana deliberately chose not to address the issue of the media being one-sided, the media, the state media being only for ZANU-PF and not for the other opposition parties. We don't see ZBC showing any of the rallies from the other opposition parties or even discussions that emanate from the opposition party. Everything you see there, including the jingles, it is all still ZANU-PF, ZANU-PF, ZANU-PF. And the third thing I wanted to point out is we might go into this election, but what guarantees do we have that if another winner emerges besides Mr. Mnangagwa, will the military accept that? Because we know that Mr. Mnangagwa himself is there, is serving at the pleasure of the military, because without the coup that put him there, he wouldn't even be there. And his legitimacy is still in question right now as to how he ended up being the president of the country. But yeah, all those things need to be addressed up front, because transparency is needed so that there can be confidence in the election and in the election results. Because like the other previous commentator mentioned, our elections have always been contested, which is why they've not been accepted internationally, because of those standards or lack thereof.
Mm, thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Wandi.
Yeah, he has quite some explanation, and of course he's expressing the same doubts that we keep on hearing about the hesitation to trust both the government and the commissioners who are responsible for the elections. But hopefully, what Mr. Mangwana said earlier, that things could have been done better in the past, and now things are better. We just hope that maybe this is the beginning of a new chapter, and that during the other coming elections, the people will have acquired a little more trust in the way our elections are run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Mr. Mangwana, you heard the counter there from Mr. Denmoyo. But in addition to whatever maybe you wanted to address, I have this other question. The previous election, there was a record number of illiterate people who were assisted to vote, and amongst those were teachers. Mm-hmm. How do we explain that?
I think the current law, the amendment to the Electoral Act, addressed the issue of the illiterate people and the support they will need. I can't. There's always been a question of whether that was truthful, that whether people were illiterate or not, or whether some people chose. You know, this is in the past. Let's focus on this election. There were disputes. Yes, some of the things that some of the misapprehensions that are being expressed now come from the past. I'm not sure what how many illiterate people we had, but when I calculated, I thought probably it was 7% of the electorate was deemed to have been illiterate, which was actually in tandem with our literacy rate as a country. Now, let's address some of the things that have been said in the short term that you are going to allow me.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is about Zek, really. Let's do Zek's face to work. Yes, let us ask them what they are doing as they work. We started with problems for proclamation of the date. The president wanted to give Zek time to do the voters' roll because we started from scratch without a single voter registered. So we registered every single person one by one. So Zek needs time to do their work to make sure everything is in order. So a new company, new system, we've never done EDR in the past. Completely new thing. So let's give them space to do their work. Let's give them a space to run this thing as efficiently as possible. Now, there is another safeguard that is in place, a big one. I hear what people are saying. But one of the biggest demands that has ever been there was let's have international observers. We have international observers. Some are already in the country. Some will be coming. Pre-election, now some are going to be in the country from now onwards until after the inauguration. So we have that safeguard. This issue of people being, or some people, not obvious, it's not, these are minor incidents that happen, they also are fine. But all this stuff is not going to be part of it. It's not going to happen. Of people being charged for a lunch break or not, or whatever, those allegations, founded or unfounded as they may be. The issue of the media, yeah, that's the tricky one. I believe, everyone agrees with me, that the Constitution should be implemented to the fullest. And that means there should be a parity in the treatment of the parties. Mm-hmm. An equitable treatment of every party that's going to be registered, or that is going to put in candidates through nomination on the 14th. That said, the question of how media space or time is going to be allocated to 128 parties is going to be a tricky one. It's going to be a tricky one for ZBC. But that does not say that ZBC should cover ZANU-PF and leave other parties. I'm just saying we're going to have a very tricky situation. I guess everything is being worked at after the nomination, because that is what is going to tell us who actually is going to be the presidential candidate. How many are they going to be? Are they going to be 128 or they're going to be 18 or 14? We don't know. But we'll know after the 14th of June. So if they're going to be giving interviews or whatever, that will come from there. And as far as parties are concerned, again, which is a serious party? Only a serious party is one which has had its name going on the ballot. And these serious parties can only be known after nomination. Even then, the president has said he is happy to meet other candidates in all the parties.
Mr. Mangwana, unfortunately, we are running out of time. We just want to give a chance to Professor Mkasa and Mr. Chavangu, who joined us a little bit later. So we'll maybe come back to you because we only have like 6 minutes left, Mr. Wande.
Yes. Professor Mkasa, kana makatarisa kumira kwakaita nyaya dzekuvhotesa vanhu. Ndinoziva hangu kuti sezvataurwa navamangwana kuti zvakaitika kare izvi dene tasiyana nazvo tatarisa pane zvitsva. Chamunoda kuona chichitiwa apa, chichitika chii?
Wamangwana zvawataura hazvina credibility pamusana pekuti one tradition yekuita rig my elections. Zvekuprovisa kuti zvinhu zvichachinja mangwana, the question ndeyekuti where were you the past 38 years? Chatinoda kuona iye zvino is everybody achiparticipata in every step of the electoral process. If it is the ballot, ngariongororwe nemaparties ese. If it is the printer, ngakuwe nechibvumirano kune maparties ese kuti ari kuprinta pepa rindiani. Now, if ZANU had not rigged elections in the past, there would be no need for this. Kungadai kusingambodiwa international observers. But tiri kudhila negundo rausingatrusti kuti rigare muhovhi. And that's why, so what we want now is zvese zvinodikanwa kuti kuve nefree and fair elections zviteerwe and kuve neeverybody must be involved. Hatitruste zvekuti government ichakukuitirai zvechakati nechakati nechakati because government yacho haisi kutrustwa ba. Nobody trusts this government except one government pachavo. And that is what is wanted kubira zvino kuti kuve ne a level playing field. All people are stakeholders. Zvekuti izvo tichakuitirai izvo zvekuprinda mapepa zvichakuitirai. No, we don't trust government people. Dayange iri government yakarespecta free and fair elections in the past. Yes, taivaregera vachiita zvinhu zvekezvo. But this is a government which cannot be trusted, not even a little bit. And that is why my opposition parties are kuti, unless every single aspect here electoral process involves all the other parties, everybody ngave involved. Izvi zvaitarwa nezvengi zvekuti tine mitemo yenyu yeprocurement process yenyu watinopinda. That is part of the rigging process. Saka chatikura ndechekuti mapato ese akasiyana abatane pamwe chetepo and woita insist, woita demand kuti the electoral process kuti iwe free, fair and credible, it must be implemented on a bipartisan basis. Wese must be involved. That is the most important point at this, Doctor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much, Professor. Let's go to Mr. Chabangu. Mr. Chabangu, Mr. Chabangu, whose phone suddenly maybe lost power or something. But anyway, let's give Mr. Moyo the... Can you give us your last word, Mr. Moyo?
Oh, yes. Again, I would like to address the issue of the PVR that was mentioned by Mr. Mangwana. Although the PVR is new to us, and it was a very fresh development which we campaigned for as the opposition, we still don't think that it was handled the correct way for it to be trusted. First and foremost, the United Nations, had offered to purchase the PVR systems, including the servers. And last minute, the government came and said, at first they said they don't have any money. Then they came back and said, oh, now we found the money. We're going to purchase the PVR machines ourselves. We have a problem with that on its own. One, why would you refuse somebody offering to purchase such equipment for you for free? And secondly, then there was an issue regarding the servers because the machines themselves, the information has to be transmitted to specific servers that are compatible with those machines. We saw an issue with the company that was contracted to supply the PVR machines, complaining that the government was saying, don't worry about the servers, we'll take care of that on our own. That's another angle also where we really don't know. This PVR now is turned into a gray area. It was something that we're looking forward to, but just the way it has been handled, it's become a gray area where we don't know now where that information is being transmitted to, which servers and who's monitoring those servers, and how is that data being accounted for. Mm-hmm. The other thing was he mentioned about polling station based results. Those are exactly the results that we want to see coming out of the polling stations, but everything has to be done according to book for these elections to be credible.
Oh, Mr. Moyo, unfortunately, time is not on our side. Thank you so much. Let's get together again very soon and discuss. Yeah.
It would be very good to have this group back to discuss further because a lot of important events, issues are being brought out.
That's true. Yeah. That's it for tonight, Zimbabwe. My name is Chris Gande. Let's meet again next week.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. Until we meet you again next time, take care. Good night.